Hi, this is Garima.
Hey, this is Anjali.
And today we are going to share our views on the topic, much needed common sense.
Today, I will share about what girls need to understand regarding common sense related to men. And Garima will present on what men need to understand regarding women. Over to you, Garima.
With first point, I would simply share they need to first understand that not to assume and start asking. Please don't assume her care to be her love, because she loves so many people. It can be the family, it can be friends, it can be n number of people in the list. She is born with a caring heart. Don't assume. If you feel there is something, please ask. This is basic common sense. Please ask. Over to you, Anjali.
Yes. So my first point is that, don't give false hints to other people. As she said that, sometimes men take it like the care as love. So, we females also need to understand that, not to give false hints intentionally or unintentionally. We need to understand, like, if it's midnight from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. If we are on chat with someone or we are constantly giving too much attention to a person, unintentionally or intentionally, at least we need to clarify that what is in our minds as well. So don't give such false hints. That's my point.
Yeah, with this, to add on to what men needs to understand, one more thing. She loves babies, undoubtedly, but she hates crybabies. So never be a crybaby in her life. She badly hates those who just seek for her attention and who don't respect her at all. So don't do that, dear men.
Yeah. And for women, I would say that, just because a man is not able to express or not express, don't judge it either way. So don't judge men because they are not able to, they don't express too much, doesn't mean that they don't care, they do. And in case a person is expressing too much, don't go on like, oh, he is a man, how is he so emotional? Because at the end, they are also human beings, right? So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and just because girl is being emotionally loud in expression, that does not mean she's complaining or nagging. Please understand, men. Girls are way emotional than you think. But that's the reason of they have an emotional center to vent out their feelings. And that is why they are emotionally more stronger than you. So, yeah. It is not their flaw. It is not like they are complaining. It is not like they are nagging. It's just that they are expressing. So just take it that way and don't run from the conversation. She asks for conclusions or closures. Just deal with it. She is a lady. She needs those emotional cells. Okay?
Now, continuing on that, at the same time, if a man or a mate is not that much emotionally involved, as in they don't open up much to you, it does not mean that they don't care again. So it works both ways, kind of, be understanding and have that common sense. Okay, this is the nature of that person. Doesn't mean that they are not invested in you as well. So that is there. Yeah.
And this brings us to some similarity pointers, which is common for both of them. Just because he or she refuses to share you the number, don't get offended. Okay.
Yeah.
And just don't assume them to be rude. They are not. Yeah. They are simply not interested in sharing what's there in store for them. Okay? They just don't want to invite everybody in their private space. Just because they don't invite you does not mean you don't belong there. Okay? If it's meant to be with you, they will let you know. Don't run behind them for numbers. Okay?
Yeah.
And over to you, Anjali.
Yeah, so don't be creepy about it as well. As she said, it's a personal choice. Sometimes people get creepy and they're like, how can you not give me number? Or like, who do you think you are? Like, don't be creepy. It's obvious. Why would somebody give their number to a stranger? So that is there. Now, another thing which I want to say is that when it comes to your social media profiles, so have that common sense that don't present yourself or don't write things about yourself which you are not. you know, sometimes intentionally or unintentionally, we present such things. For example, if there is a difference between like you like to write and you are actually an author who has published a book, there is a thing like a difference.
Absolutely.
So I've seen, like, yeah, like if you are an actual musician and you just like to play a guitar, there is a difference between there. So be attentive to those things, like you're not presenting yourself as what you're not, because that is going to bring some weird consequences in your life. So that is there. Over to you, Karima.
So with these consequences, it reminds me there are people who ask obvious things seeing your bio, like, are you an author? Obviously, bro, if it's written on my profile, I am an author. What's the doubt? But just seeing this, giving you this example, I simply want you to convey, just understand, if something is there on a person's profile, doesn't mean it's always fake. People have to write real things about them. That is what the core essence of a human being is. And that's what you should also do. Don't write, you are a writer, you are an author, and stuff like that, until you classify them into categories. Writing a content in a specific genre for social media and stuff like that can vary. Having a passion for writing can be your bio, right? But understand some basics, that any author who writes author in their bio is a person who has published their books, and it's out in the market. You can go and see that. But you are just writing, and there is no proof of your writing in the market. So you are a writer. Just get that clarification for yourself if you need it, and update your bio accordingly, else people will laugh at you for no reason. Even if you are an aspiring writer, it can go negative with you. Don't do that. Yeah. Okay, have the basic difference, because words is the game of writing, right? Just know what you are writing. Okay?
Yeah, definitely. Wonderfully explained, Garima. Yeah.
And so, and Anjali, what do you feel like? What is that one thing that literally turns off people?
You know, like, I feel that asking, when there is, you know, a person directly asks you, like, where you are from, as in the exact area where you live in, it is kind of a turn off and it's creepy. Another thing which is there is that when we need help from somebody, so it is not necessary that things will go our way. So, you know, just don't get, you know, aggressive on that person if the person is not able to help you. If you need help, it's you who is in need of something. So don't be too arrogant, rude or proudy about it. So these are the turn-offs which I feel people do. Not clearing, having the clarity of common sense. That is
what, yeah. And you? Wonderful point, Anjali. And this makes me conclude that if you need help, seek help. Don't assume the person will help, because they cannot help until you say you need help. So that's how it is. Okay, so just remember, if you need help, you have to say, and you have to approach that person. And if they don't respond, then you can blame them. But without reaching them, without going to their DMs and sitting and assuming that they will not help, won't help at all. So just be open to where you have to use your brains and where you don't have to. Okay, that's all from our side on this topic. We hope you got some clarity pointers all about much needed common sense. That was all, guys.